Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, Sarah. Hector Santos calling. How are you?
Hi, Hector. Good. I was actually just writing a note under Scott to let them know that I had a missed call from you. So how can I help you?
All right. We set myself up on Friday to be able to get into ExcelForce and check pay stubs and shit like that.
Yeah.
However, I went online. I'm on my computer trying to get in, and it's completely locked me out, and it was saying that logon information was inaccurate, even though I was putting in the proper username and password.
Hector, it was like Hector Santos, whatever it was, right?
It was, yeah, we used my first initial, last name. It was 8Santos3030, and I forget, I think I set up the password, but I set everything up accordingly, and it wouldn't let me go in. Now, it also, when I went into the app to get onto the app, it's asking for a company name, my username, and password.
The company name is C1100.
Oh, C1100. Okay. I was putting names in there.
Oh, I'm
now,
sorry. Okay, so I'm going to unlock it now, and then you can...
let me see if it's...
Give me 1 second before you go in there. Hector Santos.
Yeah, the account is locked, so I can't get in there.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
also,
I just unlocked it, so refresh your screen and then try to clock in again using the same username and password with C1100 as the company code.
You're talking about on the app itself?
Either or.
All right, because when I go into ExcelForce, it doesn't ask for that. So let's try Santos3030, and I knew I put in Tucker 745. And I can look at the password again. I know that's what I put in. Okay, let's go back. And I'm also...
You did your
go ahead.
I have your username is HSantos3030.
Correct. That's
oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was Hector or H. Okay.
And no, H, yeah, the letter H, Santos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says login information is invalid. So how do I reset the password?
All right, so let's do the same thing.
Password.
Go in and hit, yeah, do that again. And then it'll ask to confirm your social and all that again.
Yep, 5860670. Continue. Change password. Okay. Hopefully this works. Okay. I don't understand because it basically is all the same information. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Send the code. And 442. Okay. Hopefully it stays working this time. All right. Now, here's the issue I got that I need to, I guess, speak to someone in HR. I just got a W-2, or I got a W-2 from you guys.
Yeah.
It's under Family First Care. And it shows Social Security 309.07 for the amount that I earned last year, taken out. But when it came to federal income tax withheld, it's saying $5.46.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, I've set it up. So when you fill out the paperwork, as long as you don't put anything down, they take out the maximum amount for federal income tax.
Okay.
And in this case, although all my other pay stubs are, all my other W-2s are in accordance, this one is not.
All right. So give me one. I'm going to have to send this over to HR, and I'll have somebody that is more versed in that to reach out to you, and we'll figure out what happened there, okay?
Yeah, I definitely need to
484-792-3202. Okay.
I'm looking at the pay stub right now.
Yeah, I see that there's no federal tax coming out, so I don't have access to your forms or anything, so I'm going to have that person reach out to you, okay?
That'd be great. I appreciate it. One
all
more.
Right. Yeah.
Let me see here. Historical. It does allow me to go back on pay stubs here, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
I look forward to hearing from someone. I definitely
want to. Yeah, I'll make sure they give you a call back. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.